The book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 2, sure appreciate the Lord. Appreciate once again this camp meeting, hospitality, and everything, the food. Man, the food's good. I said today as we was going, Brother Ross admitted he's never going to live it down already. But I said today as we was going and as I was in line, I said, you know, I'm not going to sit by Brother Ross today at dinner. Wherever he's at, I'm going to find somewhere else. And I got to that line, and they put me a piece of roast beef on there, and they said, you want another one? I said, no, thank you. Then I got the mashed taters. She plopped some on there. She said, you want another one? Better not. How about beans? Yeah, I need them beans and corn. One biscuit, please. So I got my little plate, and I went. And one brother said, just go face the issue. I went and sat right across from Brother Ross and ate dinner today. Amen. After the meal, I was thinking, man, I need to go to McDonald's. No, I'm just picking. Amen. No, I appreciate that preaching this morning. Hallelujah. Good holiness preaching. Amen. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. I want to read two verses here. Verses number 3 and 4. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. That he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Amen. And I want to give you a familiar title tonight. Onward, Christian soldier. Onward. Christian soldier. Are you a soldier of Jesus Christ? Amen. I pray that you are, because you're supposed to be. If you're born again and your life is hid with him, if your life is submitted to him, he's called you to be a soldier. Amen. Now, I want to start out by saying I am thankful for our armed forces here in America. We have the greatest military in the world. That military is made up of so many people that have dedicated their lives to protect us. How many veterans do we have in the house? Is there any combat veterans? I raise my hand. I'm not. Thank you. Thank you so much for what you do for us, what you have done. I want to say tonight, to me, a true soldier. You can tell someone who was a true soldier. They're different. They're on a whole different scale, a whole different category. I got an old friend. He's passed away now. He was a Marine. He died 80-something years old. He was still a Marine. He'd get to talking about Guadalcanal. That look on his face would change. His eyes would get a look in them. He's still there. He was still there. He said, I could smell the blood right now. But he's called us to be soldiers. Amen. Paul here, writing to Timothy, compares the Christian to a soldier. He admonished Timothy to endure hardness as a good soldier. The way of a soldier is hard. I got a friend that went through boot camp. I remember when he went off to Paris Island. And buddy, that place changed him. He wrote me a few letters. He wrote me one time he was at the firing range. He had snuck a piece of paper and a pencil out. And he wrote me a very short note. And he said, "Brother Darryl, I'm not just saying this. I think they're really trying to kill me. They're really trying to kill me." He was serious. He wasn't just blowing something out of proportion. He told me when he got out, he said, "When I wrote you that letter, I expected to die that day. I thought they were killing me." The way of a soldier is hard. Amen. A person must know what they're getting into whenever they enlist. If not, they're going to learn really quick, probably on the bus ride. Amen. What they're getting into. An earthly soldier is taken from his home, from his friends, from everything that is familiar to him. And he's exposed to heat, to cold, to storms. If he goes to this area, to gnats, to fatiguing marches. And he's sustained by minimal nourishment. And he's almost destitute of food at times, especially in combat. Often they're compelled to endure such things that the human frame can barely bear. Barely endure. And often those soldiers sink under the burden of that load and die. How much more? I love this country. I am American. I love this country. As the song says, I do not love what she has become, but I'm thankful for America. And if a soldier is so willing to lay down his life for this earthly place that we hold so dear, how much more when we realize what Christ's done for us and what was bought for us at Calvary and the price that was paid for us, how much more should we as soldiers of Jesus Christ be willing to lay our whole life down and lay everything that we are aside and put on the burden and the backpack of a soldier of Jesus Christ and march until we die? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must realize that upon turning our hearts and affections and our loyalties to Christ, that we're choosing to live in stark contrast to this wicked world that we're part of, that we're living in today. We are going to live in stark contrast as a soldier of Jesus Christ. There is a uniform, amen. And you can tell a soldier when he's in uniform. You don't have to walk up to him and ask him what he is. You can see what he is. There's a uniform in this, and that wicked world should be able to see the uniform of a Christian. Hallelujah. Could you imagine talking about the hardness that a soldier must endure? Can you imagine a young man enrolling in the United States Marine Corps, going up to his drill instructor? Any Marines? Going up to that drill instructor and saying, "Now, I have a contract here. And this contract states that I'm going to get the most comfortable bed possible. I want the bed in the barracks by the window. And this contract states that I can sleep whenever I want to and however long I want to. And if you'll just sign this for me, this says that you're not going to march me too much. And if I get tired, I can go to the barracks if I really want to. And it also says that you will not demand me to do things that I don't want to do." And then, "I don't ever want to go to war. Can you sign that?" That drill instructor is not going to sign it. Neither is God. Amen. You can't expect being a soldier of Jesus Christ to always have everything exactly like you want it. You can't expect being a soldier of Jesus Christ to be able to sleep whenever you want to, as long as you want to. You can't ever expect being a soldier of Jesus Christ that you could just quit marching if you want to and pick back up when you want to. You can't expect as a soldier of Jesus Christ to go to the barracks and do whatever you want to do. You can't expect to never see battle and never see war whenever you're a soldier of Jesus Christ. But you are a soldier of Jesus Christ for the very purpose of fighting in the battle, of fighting in the war. And God is going to train you, and he's going to march you, and he's going to call you in and follow you out, and he's going to tell you what to do, and you must obey. Hallelujah. Onward, Christian soldier. Hallelujah. A soldier is trained to fight. That is what he is trained to do. He's not trained to do anything else but warfare and battle. And Paul said to Timothy, as a good soldier, endure hardness. We need more fight in us. Amen. We need more fight in us. We have to fight against Satan. We have to fight against temptation. We have to fight against worldliness. We have to fight for the lost. Amen. Reaching for them and marching out there to get them and bringing back in. Hallelujah. There's always training going on in the life of a soldier. They go from one school to the next, one training session to the next. They're always, always training. Even, I had one man telling me, even at the funeral of a military person that has passed away, a soldier or an airman or someone that's passed away, and they do a flyover. Even at that time of that flyover, those pilots are actually training in that flyover. There is always training going on in the life of a soldier, and it is exactly that way with us. Amen. We must always be in training. And Peter gave us some good things here. And in the second epistle of Peter, chapter number 1, he said here in verse number 5, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you are going to make it, you're going to have to be a soldier. And in this training, you're going to have to add these things into your life. You can't stand still. You cannot stand still. Hallelujah. The Lord. There's none of this up and down stuff with a soldier of Jesus Christ. I wish somebody would go ahead and enlist tonight and be done with this up and down, in and out, wishy-washy. The soldiers, you know what the soldier of Jesus Christ experiences? They experience victory, because the soldier of Jesus Christ will not lose battle, because there is one that is fighting with us and one that is fighting for us who has never lost and he never will lose. And as long as we're fighting with him and fighting for him, we will have the victory. If we have these things, Peter said, we shall never fall. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord will fight for us. Brother, I believe it was Brother Horton mentioned this morning, Exodus 14 and 14. There's Moses and the children of Israel standing at the Red Sea. The dust of Egypt's chariots and horses are behind them. And they're waiting there on that shore, wondering, what are we going to do? What can we do? We have a sea before us and an army behind us. What can we do? And they begin to worry and to panic. Moses, you brought us here that we may die. There's no graves in Egypt, but let's go back, Moses. And Moses tells them that the Lord will fight for you. You shall hold your peace. The Lord will fight for you. I'm glad that God fights for us. Hallelujah. Joshua 23:10 says, one man of you shall chase 1,000. For the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you as he hath promised you. He promised that he would fight for us. He promised. He's just asking us to be the soldier, to be a good soldier, to be a faithful soldier, and he'll fight for us. So here, Moses and them are there at the shore of the Red Sea. And as they're looking, they're wondering what they're going to do, how they're going to make it. And God tells Moses, he said, why are you crying unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel and tell them to go forth. Tell them to move up. Attention. File out. Move. Get across that sea. God, how in the world are we going to walk across this sea? Moses, don't worry about it. Just tell them to get up and go. Onward, Christian soldiers. There may be a sea before you, but if you'll move, when he says move, he'll part that sea for you. He'll get you through to the other side, and you'll look behind you and see the enemy drowned. He will give you the victory. Hallelujah. Some of you have been stationary for too long. Maybe you are looking at the Red Sea. Maybe you are looking at the mountain. Maybe you are looking at the multitude of the enemy. And you're just standing there wondering what to do. Onward, Christian soldier. Move onward tonight. Hallelujah. It's time to go forward. You've been standing still looking at your battle too long. You've been standing still looking at that temptation too long. You've been standing still looking at that circumstance, looking at that sickness, looking at whatever it is too long. You've been trying to figure it out. But tonight, the message of the Lord that he's given me is it's time to get up and to move onward, Christian soldier. Just go forward. You stand and look at the enemy too long, you're going to convince yourself that you can't win. 12 spies looking into Canaan. Only been days out of Egypt. And they're looking into Canaan. And they study that enemy so long until they've convinced themselves. They're the army of God now. The God of heaven and earth. The God that brought them across the Red Sea. And they're looking across there. They just crossed a sea. And they look across there and look over those mountains down into the valleys and see the giants there and see all of the people there in the multitude. And they bring the report back that we're nothing more than grasshoppers in their sight. Instead of moving forward and marching on into battle, they stood there and stared at the enemy until they convinced themselves they couldn't win. They forgot that it was God that was going to fight for them. And that's what we do. We stare at that thing that tears us down. We stare at that thing that scares us to death. And we forget that it's God that fights for us. He's not going to leave us alone. He's not going to make us go into battle by ourselves. Oh, but Brother Darrell, I'm just so weak. Good, because his grace is sufficient for us, and his strength is made perfect in weakness. Weakness is no reason. It's no excuse for you to sit there. It's no excuse for you to pitch your tent and say, I'm not moving. But in your time of weakness, that's the time when you rise. you start marching and you move onward, Christian soldier. Hallelujah. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Hallelujah. You know the amazing thing about a true soldier of Jesus Christ? He looks at a giant, knowing that that giant, Brother Jeff, can rip him to shreds. And then you know what he does? He attacks him. Thing about a true believer, they look at that mountain, that impassable, unclimbable mountain, knowing that they cannot climb it, Brother Armstrong. But after their time in prayer on their knees, you know what they do? They get up and they start climbing. They start doing the thing that they know is impossible for them to do. But they know, we know that God is with us. He is for us and He is not against us. And He's not going to let us come up against any situation that would be too big for Him and us to face together. Amen. He knows the path that we take. He's ordered our steps. And just because the enemy looks big, just because the enemy looks mean, young people, I say get up and march. Hallelujah. If you will just fight, you've got to have the fight in you. If you will just fight, His grace will give you strength. His grace will give you the victory. We're not fighting alone. We're not going to, I don't want to fight alone. You can if you want to. Seven sons of Sceva tried that, didn't they? As one brother preached, seven nude dudes in the mood to run. Whooped and embarrassed by the devil. Why? Because they came to him with nothing more than in the name of Jesus Christ to whom Paul preaches. And he embarrassed them. He put them to flight. But see, we don't just claim his name. We know him. We are his. Hallelujah. And he has given us permission to use his name. And we have the authority to use his name. A Christian soldier will not live in defeat. We have a lot of people in our youth groups, have a lot of people in our churches living in defeat. Come in, beat down, worn out by this world. They've just fought tooth and nail, but they're fighting in their own power. They're trying in their own strength to avoid and stay away from this world, and it's wearing them out, and they're eventually going to give in. Until they allow our captain to come in the fight with them. But you can tell that one who's fighting alongside of Christ. You can tell him. We had one of them in the church I used to go to. He'd come in the back door. You'd hear him come in. It didn't matter. The man was on a morphine pump, racked, his body racked with pain, hunched over, barely could move. But he would get to that back door. He would open it up and he would slide in and he would say, "Praise the Lord, ye people! I've seen them going through chemo treatments." One particular one I'm thinking of, several times she's had to battle cancer. But whenever the Spirit of the Lord gets to moving, she's one of the first ones standing up with her hands in the air. She's got a smile on her face and you can see the victory all over her. Why? Because she's fighting alongside of Christ and she's committed her life to Christ and she's determined to make it even though the odds are against her. She's marching forward and she's not worried about that enemy overtaking her. She's not worried about going down in defeat, but she knows that she will experience that victory. Glory to God. God. Young people, you can be like that. You don't have to fear that world. You don't have to fear the things out there. You don't have to fear that mountain with Christ beside you. You can climb it with the enemy before you. You can defeat them with Christ. Onward, Christian soldier. Get off your seat. Get out of the tent. Roll it up. Put it on your back. Grab your weapon and go fight. Hallelujah. God has promised to give you victory. Has he ever lied? He can't. He wouldn't ask you to start something if he wasn't going to help you finish it. He's not going to let you go into a battle that he's going to leave you in. He's provided the weapons. He's given us the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. He's made prayer available to us where we can come into the throne room of grace with our petitions. And he's given us the name of Jesus Christ. What a weapon. What a weapon. He's given us the name of Jesus Christ. Brother Ross sung about that name this morning and was talking about that name in the times of turmoil, in the times of uncertainty. Just the whisper of that name brings such peace. She was saying, holding that little mother, oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's a weapon. That's a weapon against what the enemy is going to try to do to that mother's mind. The name of Jesus Christ has power, has authority, and the devil must flee. And in the name of Jesus, I tell you tonight that if you'll put on your gear, if you'll gird up with the armor of God, he will give you the victory. It bothers me to see, I'll be honest with you, youth pastoring for many years. Brother Kyle knows almost all the young people, well, most of them, that we had under our ministry. Brother Kyle, it breaks my heart today because we poured everything into them that we could. And the vast majority of them, in the end, didn't hang on for one reason or another. It's heartbreaking. I've cried about it since. But you know what I've discovered in that time of working with those young people? They had to make up their own mind. Pastors, we weep over the backsliders, especially the ones that had a vital part in our churches. We weep over them. But they had to make the choice to lay down their armor and quit the battle. You know what happens when you lay down the armor? There's not a Black Hawk helicopter from our side that's going to come in and snatch you out of that battlefield. No. You lay down your armor, that enemy will not quit his advance. He will not back off of you. And if he can catch you without your armor on, he's going to shoot you as many times as he can. He's going to do all that he can to kill you. Spiritually. That's why we must keep fighting. There's a reason for the armor of God. Each piece, and there's two more messages there. Each piece of that armor has its purpose. But young people, listen to me tonight. I'm here with this message to you. You don't have to live defeated. I know I've heard for generations, you know, I've heard the older generation say, boy, those young people are just facing things that I never had to deal with. I'm young. I'm only 32 years old. I feel like it was just yesterday I was in a youth group. I can say, I can agree with them. Y'all have to deal with a lot of things that I never even imagined having to deal with. But can I tell you, it's the same devil. It's the same world. His techniques may have changed. And anything he can do to convince you, any way that he can get in and slide in to our company to try to take you out, he'll do it. But tonight, I want to encourage you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Don't try to fight it alone. You can go out there and try to face temptation all by yourself. Yeah, you can be strong and you can avoid it for a while. You can turn and walk away from it for a while. But you out there by yourself, you keep going that way. You're going to eventually get tired of trying to live it by yourself. You're going to wear down that temptation, as I talked about the other night. We'll keep on and keep on and keep on until it weakens you to the point to where you give in to it. But can I tell you, with Jesus Christ by your side and you wearing the armor of God and you marching forward and not putting your tent stakes down, you marching forward against the enemy, he will give you the victory. Hey, soldiers not only defend, they advance. They get on the offense at times. There's times, yeah, whenever the soldier has to dig in and hold what he's got and shoot the enemy off as best as he can. But there's times whenever that enemy backs off and that soldier or that general will say, okay, they've backed up for now, boys. Let's get another group and let's come around this way. Let's get a company over here. Then we got a group that's going to march straight on and we're going to move forward. Upon this rock will I build my church, Jesus told Peter. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against them. You know what? As one preacher said it, gates don't move. For those gates to come against the church and not prevail, that means the church has to be kicking at that gate. The church had to go to that territory. Gates don't move. It is okay for you to shoot at the devil. It is okay for you to make an advance against the enemy. It is okay for you to reach out to your lost friends and try to pull them from his side over onto our side. That is the will of God. It is the will of God for you to go into the territory of the devil for nothing more than to fight to advance the kingdom of God. He has called you young people to be a soldier. And tonight I say, onward, Christian soldiers. Get up and shake yourself. Gear up and move out. Onward, Christian soldiers. Stand with me tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you tonight for the call to fight. Thank you tonight that you stand beside us. Thank you that you're with us, Lord, and you fight for us, God. And I pray tonight as we have this season of prayer that some young people would be encouraged to